Hello again, everybody. Scott Casper for TDR-TV, InterMattWrestle.com, TheMat.com, our friends around the world. This interview brought to you by Clinch Gear. You'll find them online at ClinchGear.com. Let's head out to Colorado Springs, Colorado, and USA Wrestling, where we find this young man hard at work. It's Tony Black. Tony, how are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. How are you doing?
Good. I was a little confused the other day. I got to tell you, when I got the email that said Tony Black is joining my staff, Joel Sherritt. And I went, Tony Black is like, he's the full-time manager of state services for USA Wrestling, and he's doing a really good job. I can't believe USA Wrestling would let him get away, but I read further. You're the volunteer assistant. Describe to me, in your mind, and I know I agree with you, but describe for our listeners, I should say, what a volunteer assistant is.
Okay. Well, I guess if we pulled out the NCAA rules, I could get real specific, but the nature of it, I'm coaching at the Air Force Academy, not getting paid by the university or the Air Force Academy to do so. So therefore, volunteer assistant coach.
Okay. And that means you have to have a full-time job to support you and your efforts to live. See? I needed to make
correct.
That point. It's a very fine line, but it's a great distinction. So you remain with USA Wrestling in your current position as manager of state services. Before we get into your obligations to the Falcons and Joel Sherritt, that head coach there, tell us a little bit about your job as the manager of state services for USA Wrestling.
My 3+ nearly 4 years here. I've been working with our state associations, a lot of our clubs nationwide, to try to help them have a better product, run more efficiently. If that all takes place in theory, we'll grow membership. So that's the whole idea. If we're a smoother running organization, not only here, but at our state chapters, our state affiliates, then everybody wins.
You, and it seems like only yesterday, Tony, but forgive me, it seems like we blink and another season's gone by, but I remember when at the University of Wisconsin as a starter, you had some tremendous, tremendous matches. I remember in 2003 you finished fifth at 25 in a very competitive weight that year. Then you went on and served as an undergraduate assistant coach for the Badgers from 2003 to 2005. I want to talk about those years. What did you learn from Barry Davis? What did you learn from being a coach in the Big Ten at the NCAA? What did you learn?
That was pretty interesting. I guess it was my first time to try to, or it was my first time where I got to see what went on, aside from just the wrestling. When I was competing, that's all I was focused on, right? Get better, compete, try to win. But then as a coach, you see the compliance side, you see the recruiting side, you see all the stuff that goes into practice, whereas an athlete, I'd just walk into practice and practice was ready, but on the road, whether it was booking travel, Bart Chelsig, when he was there, he was doing all of that. The rental cars don't reserve themselves, the food doesn't show up after weigh-ins by itself, and that was one thing that I was able to really, I guess, get a grasp of, is that the coaches were doing things that as athletes we never even saw.
You never saw, most fans never see it. They don't understand that there's fundraising. There are day and night jobs in coaching that are met only by the middle of the day job. In other words, it's a 24-hour gig. And as a coach, you really got thrown into it by one of the better guys that understands it, Barry Davis. And being a Badger brings about its own sense of pride. Can you talk to us a bit about being a Badger?
Yeah, I grew up in Wisconsin, very near the Minnesota-Wisconsin border, but make no mistake about it, I was a Badger fan from the day that I knew what University of Wisconsin was. It was a big deal when I was in middle school, UW football, made it to the Rose Bowl, and it was a big deal. You know, they were gaining importance on the national stage, and all through high school they were competitive, and my brother is a year older. I knew, you know, as soon as he committed when he was a senior, I was a year younger, I'm like, oh, that's where I'm going to school. So it was pretty simple for me growing up in Wisconsin. I mean, that's what I wanted to do, is wrestle for Wisconsin.
Beautiful. And you know what? There are those guys that are on that border between Minnesota and Iowa, Minnesota and Wisconsin, Michigan. And you know what I'm saying? There's those border wars. But in the mind of those youth that grow up, they are either a Badger, they are either a Wolverine, or they're a Spartan, or they're, you know, a Chippewa. It doesn't matter. The point is, you made that decision early on. And isn't it amazing that as a young man, did you ever see yourself wrestling there, let alone coaching there?
No. I mean, when I was young, I was cheering for Wisconsin, but I guess when I was, you know, let's say in sixth grade, it wasn't that it was my dream or anything to wrestle for Wisconsin. Then when I got older, I guess more successful in high school, that I began to piece it together and say, you know what, I'm still cheering for Wisconsin and everything, and I want to wrestle in college, so it was a perfect fit for me.
Isn't that amazing, though? I just love that story, how it all ties back. Now, you know, fast forward a few years, you're at USA Wrestling for 3-4 years now, and providing a great service for a wonderful group of folks out there. Like, coincidentally, a lot of Wisconsinites at USA Wrestling, but in large part, they serve the greater body of wrestlers in this country, coaches, wrestlers, the athletes, the parents, the officials, and putting together great programs, great services at the state level. Is the state level of USA Wrestling continuing to grow?
Yeah, actually, our athlete membership, which our membership season wraps up on August 31st, our new membership will start on September 1st, but for the fourth year in a row, I'm sorry, we set membership record for athletes. We'll have about 154,000 athletes when the season gets over. That's up from about 148,000 last year. So, you know, nationwide, we certainly are growing. There's some states that are growing at a faster pace than others, but, you know, across the board, absolutely we're growing.
Oh, there you go, kids. Get your USA Wrestling membership cards in a lot of areas and a lot of events. You're going to need those for sure. Go ahead and do it now. We're talking with Tony Black. He is not just the manager of state services for USA Wrestling. It was announced just a few days ago by head coach Joel Sherrod of the United States Air Force Academy that he would be added to the Falcons coaching staff as a volunteer assistant. Let's get to that now. He said that he's excited that you'll be joining the staff. He's had the opportunity to work with you, and I'm talking about Joel Sherrod now, former Iowa Hawkeye. He's had the opportunity to work with you at a lot of camps and clinics. He knows you to be an outstanding coach and educator who will help raise the bar of the program. You know, that's an awful lot coming from Joel Sherrod. I have so much respect for Joel, but apparently he has an awful lot of respect for you. Can you talk a little bit about knowing that somebody like Joel has that kind of respect for you?
Yeah, well, it was certainly flattering. You know, when Joel initially asked me about it, I was, like I said, flattered. I have a ton of respect for Joel. I've been fortunate to get to know him since coming out to Colorado Springs and working for USA Wrestling. His first year at the Air Force Academy was 2006, 2007, and then a couple months later is when I moved out here. And I was fortunate to get, you know, in his group of friends, Terry Steiner, Travis Shives, Sam Barber, those people that I have had relationships with that I guess I was unfairly welcomed into his group, you know, for no reason or nothing that warranted on my behalf. It was just the people that I knew, and it didn't take long, you know, talking with Joel, being around Joel, to understand that he's an unbelievable leader. He's a great coach, and, you know, what the program at the Air Force Academy is, you know, very closely allied with how I live my life, and I think that it's a good fit as far as I'm concerned, and I guess I hope I don't let Joel down because I think he's thinking it's going to be a good fit too.
I don't know how that would happen. Is it amazing, though, in your career that your two most notable collegiate jobs, at least in the collegiate ranks, would be for two former Hawkeyes, Barry Davis, of course, and now Joel Sherrod. Is that amazing? I think that is. That's must be something in the water there. But you know what?
Yeah, Joel, well, I could, what is it, Scott? I could probably pick about 15 programs to be part of, and you'd be saying the same thing, right?
Well, I don't even know if it's the Hawkeyes. I think it's Gable. You know, it's Gable. Folks that have been influenced by the life of Dan Gable. I think that may be truer than just being a Hawkeye. I think it's even a bigger story. But congratulations to you. I think this is a big job. How do you see yourself contributing to the Air Force Falcons program?
My biggest involvement will be during their morning workouts. Obviously, I still have a huge commitment to USA Wrestling. And I was up front with Joel, and I said, hey, you know, it won't work for me to be at your afternoon practices. So where I will be is morning workouts with the guys from Service Academy. You know, they're used to getting up early, and I think that's great. So that's when I'll be working with, you know, doing the majority of my work will be in the morning, one-on-one, or right now, you know, one-on-four, sessions with the guys. And we have the team broken out, and I have my 8 to 9 guys that I'll be working with, and that's where I'll probably have my biggest impact is in the morning workouts.
And primarily with the lower weights, right?
Yep. I mean, the my group of 8 or 9 is spread out a little bit with the team, but certainly there's, you know, I'll be focusing a little bit more with the likes of Andrew Zwerlein and Derek Gillespie and Cole Von Olin, you know, 125 through 141.
Joel said that as an NCAA All-American, Tony knows what it takes to be podium ready, and I'll stop there for a minute. Learning how to be podium ready is not just learning; it's also educating your body. In other words, it's a learned experience. But it's also a trained experience. I guess is my point. It's something you have to train consistently for. You have to visualize it, internalize it. You have to be prepared to consistently be podium ready. Is that fair?
I think so. There's not too many people can roll out of bed and, you know, be national champ or be an All-American. The majority of people, I guess, would be like me that couldn't roll out of bed and do that. So it's, you know, a consistent, a daily investment of your time and resources into making sure that come March when, you know, when you go to your bank account that you have enough in there to withdraw to get on the stand.
Now, that's an excellent way to put it. So it's taking it a little bit further, it's also a character trait, knowing that you want to be a winner in life no matter what it is you're doing, in this case wrestling. And I think I could think of a whole lot of things you could do that others would aspire to, and it wouldn't come close to being a wrestler. But character traits in wrestling, and sometimes it's pretty easy to pick out those champions. Absolutely. And we could say that about you, Tony. You know what it means to be podium ready. You did it. You did it while wrestling at Wisconsin in the Big Ten and the NCAA. When thinking about USA Wrestling, one of the big events, of course, in the world is coming up here the middle of next month in Moscow, Russia, and that, of course, the World Championships. How much contact do you have with our Team USA, men and women, for that matter?
Personally, I don't have a ton of contact with the athletes. There are a handful that I have more contact with, you know, certainly the ones who live out here, but I have a good deal amount of contact with our coaching staff. They're in the office more, you know, Terry Steiner, he's a former coach of mine, Steve Frazier, ride motorcycles together. So, I mean, certainly I cross paths with the guys far more, with the coaches far more than with the athletes.
You know, it's funny, the people you mentioned, Steiner, Frazier, just two of the guys, Zeke and Brandon, some incredible people. They are just absolutely cream of the crop people. And I got to put you in there too, Tony. That's just an outstanding group of folks from Bender on down. So good job by you. Congratulations on your new job. And as much as it is a volunteer assistant position, your impact, I'm sure, will be felt by those athletes you'll be coaching and working with. I congratulate you on your job, and I thank you for the service that you're providing the youth of America through your position as manager of state services for USA Wrestling as well.
Well, I thank you very much, Scott. I mean, you said some really nice things. I'll pass on, you know, your praises to the people here in the office, and I appreciate you for taking the time to get a hold of me today.
Hey, it's my pleasure, Tony. It's always good to talk to you. Don't go anywhere. We appreciate this opportunity to talk to this very special man, Tony Black. You remember him as a Wisconsin Badger. He's firmly in place at USA Wrestling, also as a volunteer assistant now for the Falcons of the Air Force Academy. Head coach there, Joel Sherritt. For all of us at TDR-TV, intermatwrestle.com, themat.com, for our special sponsor, Clinch Gear, this has been Scott Casper with Tony Black.